Ready to Move Forward by Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines, and Miki Shimomiya, Tokyo, Japan. Advancing from primary into the young women or the Aaronic priesthood? Check out these thoughts from 7 12-year-olds who are making that change. You just turned 12. Life is full of changes. At church, you're advancing from primary into young men or young women. That means setting goals, giving service, preparing for the temple, and learning more about the gospel. But don't be nervous. Others going through the same thing say it's great. Two together. Ayola V of France is a 12-year-old beehive. So is her sister Eveline, who turns 13 in a month. I'm glad my sister is here to help me move from primary into young women, Ayola says. One of their favorite things is personal progress. But when they read about one goal, they laughed. Learn to play a musical instrument, it said. We've been playing for years, Eveline says. But then they talked with their mother. She helped them to see that they could use music to fulfill another goal, service. Ayola and Eveline are now preparing to perform in sacrament meetings and talent nights, giving concerts for children and seniors, and accompany missionaries as they sing. Personal progress is nice, Eveline says. It lets you do what you love and do new things too. Ask questions. 12-year-old Brian R. of Arizona, USA, was preparing to pass the sacrament for the first time. He didn't want to make a mistake, so he asked the other Aaronic priesthood holders in his ward to explain things to him. They were great, he says. They told me where to stand, where to go, and how to pass the trays. But even more important, they reminded him to be reverent. We need to remember the Savior as we pass the sacrament, Brian says. If we are reverent, it helps others to remember him too. Brian learned that others are happy to help him to understand his duties and to learn to do them well. Just ask, he says. Moving from primary into the Aaronic priesthood is easier than you think. Make new friends. I was nervous when the counselor asked me to go to Stake Young Women Camp for the first time, says Nadoka T. of Okinawa, Japan. I decided to pray. After my prayer, I felt comfortable, so I decided to go. From the very first day, I was able to make new friends. The young women were so nice and kind to me. My fear soon disappeared, and I learned to purify water, tie knots, make bandages, perform rescue breathing, and find edible plants. Join in. My first day in Young Women was my birthday, says Grace S. of Arizona, USA. They made a fuss about it, but then they kept being kind. They made me feel welcome. Her advisor also welcomed her. She tells us about things she did when she was in Young Women, Grace says, and she goes through the personal progress booklet with each of us to make sure we understand. Working together on duty to God. 12-year-old John C. and his father often work on projects together. For example, they sewed patches on blankets they will use when they go camping. The patches are from various camps and activities they have attended in British Columbia, Canada, where they live. Dad's a great help, John says. I can't imagine doing church projects without him. When John turned 12, they reviewed the Duty to God booklet together. Soon they came to the Understand Doctrine items in the Deacon section. Dad explained to me about priesthood keys and authority, John says, and that helped John fulfill one of the requirements. When you're doing duty to God, John says, get your father involved. My dad has already helped me a lot. Learn, teach, and share. As a new deacon, Josh W. of Utah, USA, was asked to teach a lesson about being a disciple of Christ. I found scriptures about when Peter and others were fishing. They tried one side of the boat and didn't catch anything, Josh says. Then the Savior told them to fish on the other side, and they caught lots of fish. So in my lesson, we read that. Then we talked about how it's like that for us. When we go on our own, we can have trouble. But when we listen to the Lord, He helps us. Josh says that learning, teaching, and sharing are important in priesthood quorums. In primary, we learned a lot and had lots of activities, he says. Now we're learning a lot and sharing. That means doing a lot with what we learn. For example, after a priesthood lesson, Josh visited a friend who hadn't been to church for a long time. His parents work on Sundays, so they don't come. but I told him he could come with me. Josh is learning the purpose of young men and young women. It's to show us how to become more like the Savior, he says. He knows that the call to come unto Christ means moving along a path that started with baptism and confirmation, continues toward the temple, and leads to eternal life. I'm ready to move forward, he says. Note, explore to learn more. Find out what's in store for you in young women or the Aaronic priesthood at youth.lds.org. End of the article. Ready to Move Forward by Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines, and Miki Shimomiya, Tokyo, Japan. Read by Wes Nelson.